Last Saved Loaded, episode 389. Hello and welcome to the Last Saved Loaded podcast. It's a spring day. Some people have had a wonderful 24 hours, week. Other people have not. And it's been a strange week here for us at Last Saved Loaded. I am Justin Smith, and joining me, I think there might be a return of Grumpy Collie. Let's see. Colm, how are you?
Damn straight there is, Justin, and every reason why I should be grumpy. I have plenty of reasons this week to be grumpy, but let's settle in first before Bang Wallop Smash starts. And how was your week, Justin? Because I know you've had several issues this week. Started off good by the sounds of it, and then you got home, and would you like to tell the listeners what exactly happened to you, Justin?
Yeah, so started off good. Yeah, I remained on annual leave for a long Easter weekend break with Ruth and visiting family and such. And then Wednesday I got home and went, as is my wont, went to go straight to the toilet. Upon placing my hand on the banister, I thought, oh, that's a bit cold. And then sat on the toilet seat and I thought, that's very cold. Yeah, but because my heating had packed up while I was away and the boiler was not working, so I came downstairs and tried to rejig it, reactivate it. It fired, no water pushing through the system, and couldn't get it resolved. And I've got a boiler man coming out to look at it on Monday.
So let's rewind a bit there. Wednesday you came back, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Did you ring the boiler man on Wednesday, or did you wait like a useless piece of crap that you were?
No, I went to bed, because I had to go back to work on Thursday.
Okay, so you went to bed, okay, because it was Wednesday evening, correct?
Well, it was very late. It was, okay. Sort of 11 o'clock.
All right, okay. So what about Thursday? Did you manage to ring the boiler man on Thursday?
Thursday I was very busy at work, so I did log on to one of the local boilers, which is the one that's got back to me, and submit a request on their online thing saying, yeah, I've got this type of boiler, I've got this issue. Help, please. And Friday, he sent me a reply saying, thanks for getting in touch. I have a space on Monday.
So, let's go back to the boiler, Justin. How long have you had this boiler?
10 years.
10 years, okay.
I believe. I can remember roughly when it got put in.
Oh, so you can remember when it got put in. So you were there when it got put in.
Oh,
it wasn't,
yeah.
So, put in before you bought the house or got the house.
No, because the gentleman that installed it decided to change a load of the pipes from plastic pipes that potentially can crack as they expand in the winter to copper pipes, meaning that...
That cost you a lot of money.
Well, it might have done. But also it meant that the showers after that seem to have some sort of like coppery residue left on the on the shower wall and
lovely
stuff.
Lovely.
Yes, I'd love for that to not be there when I try and sell the house later this year.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yes, that would be a bonus. Yes. So you've had a good 10 years now, Justin. Because I know you so well, I and you know how, you know, miserable you are. I wouldn't imagine you turn the boiler on that much unless it's totally necessary. Is that correct? Unless you've changed your ways over the years.
It's a eco boiler. The boiler's always on.
Oh, eco boiler. Very good, Justin.
Yes, the boiler is on for hot water on demand at any point, apart from obviously in the last week.
Extravagance. Okay. So how much money have you set aside for this boiler thing to be fixed?
I don't know, because it depends whether it's a simple fix or whether it's a, yes, you're going to need a new boiler.
Well, hopefully it'll only be a fuse like my one was, and you shall get away with it.
It definitely, looking at the display on it and the checking those fault codes with what it says in the manual, it's definitely a pump issue. It's not pushing water through the system.
So it's a pump.
So the hot water is not reaching the radiators, and it's definitely not coming through on the taps. And when I reset it and then ran the hot water taps in the kitchen, the images were coming up saying you're drawing demand from the hot water, but no hot water was there. Even though the flame was burning and roaring up, it just wasn't sending any water out.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, it could be £200 or £300 if you need to get a pump, just not that I'd know anything about these things, but just from my own parents' pump issues. That's not a thing in innuendo of any sorts. So Justin, I wish you all the best, and I hope I hope you don't freeze to death, but at least you'll have your nice warm computer keeping you warm while you edit this week.
Yeah, I might have fingerless gloves on if it gets cold, but luckily I haven't needed to.
That's good.
Luckily, the shower at work was actually quite useful yesterday, and my mother has sent me a text going, for God's sake, just come up here and use our shower.
But you went into work instead.
Well, I might do it today.
Oh, right. You have a shower every day, Justin, do you?
Every morning.
Every
wakes
morning.
Me up. Refreshes me.
Good for you, Justin.
Makes me look pretty for the day. Also, without having the hot water, I haven't shaved since before Easter, so that's making me shudder.
Oh dear, it's making me shudder too. Don't bother sending me a picture, Justin. I've seen Castaway already.
Yeah, it won't be a semi-nude. Or a full one before anyone tries filling in that gap.
Oh dear, oh dear. Pin-up poster boy from April, yeah.
So, so that's the brief madness of what's gone on with me. Tell us what's been going on with your life last week.
I mean, my week started off wonderfully. I went up to the college to register on Monday or Tuesday, I can't remember. Tuesday, obviously, because Monday was a bank holiday.
Easter Monday,
So, there was a problem with my doll. They weren't giving me my doll anymore, so I couldn't proceed with the process until I got that sorted. So I sent him a lovely email, and it was nice. I was nice and polite and basically to the point, as Justin would have been so proud of me.
Yeah.
Got my commas and my cross, my dotting my I's and T's and all that stuff. So they came back to me rather quickly, because I informed them that I was doing a course and I needed to get them sorted as soon as I got the course. So as soon as I got this sorted, I could start the course. So they're quite happy to help me out, because I'll be taken off their registrar and put on the course's registrar instead. So I'll be one less person unemployed, as they say, even though technically,
You will be unemployed, but you'll be a student.
Yes, a student, yes.
A immature student.
Extremely mature, Justin, just like cheddar cheese or some of them cheeses, I'm sure.
That's why I quietly said im before mature.
Of course you did. So that's all sorted now, Justin, although they didn't technically give me 2 weeks, because they owed me 2 weeks. They gave me €372 instead of €406, so I have to get back on to them about that. But hopefully Monday morning I go in at 9:30 and I get sorted. So that was grand. All them bits done. I sorted out my website for my son's college thing. Got that sorted. That was all good. Didn't manage to do the logo for my friend, but I got as much as I could, and then she informed me that it was all sorted anyway. So that was all good.
I was going to ask you about that, about the how that had gone, and any positive feedback you'd had from it.
Not really any positive. It was doing my head in, basically. So it's been a while since I've done anything like that. And when you don't have Photoshop installed, it's hard to sort it out. And it's been a while since I've done any of that stuff. But anyway. Then on Wednesday morning, or Wednesday, it might have been yesterday, when I got a picture from some Brooker fella that has a particular a particular mug, which, you know, I was going, well, that's, you know, I don't mind Trillian getting a mug first. That's fine with me. She's part of the family. But when some stranger who, you know, and somebody went out of their way to drop it down to him. I didn't know this until he informed me of this, but apparently it's not on your way home. You sort of have to take a detour to drop him a mug. And then I discovered this morning that a fella in Australia had one too. I mean, that's three people now have them before Collie, who's 50% of Last Save Loaded, still hasn't got a mug, still hasn't got a t-shirt. And, you know, this is very hurtful, Justin. I mean, I could cry now at this moment in time, if I could cry.
You'd be silly for crying, wouldn't you?
I would,
because,
yes, man.
Because, first of all, it's not three, it's four, because I've got them. And secondly, with regards to Mr. Knowles, as you know from his reply this morning, I sent him the files. I sent him the link to the web store I'd bought it from. And he came back and said, oh, actually, I found a different design somewhere else that doesn't have the little diamond around the background, and I've just ordered that for a plain one. So he ordered it himself after being sent the logo, which is a similar thing to what I did to you about your T-shirt, when I said, I'll send you the logo, go and get it done, and I'll pay for it.
Yeah, well,
so I don't know why I continue to be ridiculed for your inactivity on this.
Because it's good to have a bitch and a moan, Justin, and I like to do it, and I'm good at it. So
unwarranted, sir. Unwarranted.
Have you posted the mug yet, Justin? That's
no.
What I'm going. No, okay, but then don't bother. Okay, I'm going to do my own special design, and then I will let you know. You send me the link for whatever the thing is you got it done on, and I will do my own special design.
It will say special collie on it.
Yeah.
I have not posted anyone's mug.
Good. Well, I hope you haven't posted anyone's mug other than, you know, posting mine first. But don't post it now, Justin. I will get it sorted, because the tax and all that stuff, because you're not part of the EU anymore, will probably be horrendous. And then, you know, I can get my own with the T-shirt.
Okay, listeners. So it's the 10th of April as we record this. Colm is saying he's going to get his own T-shirt and mug done.
Yeah.
So do we think by episode 400 he will have done that? Or
oh, by golly, I will make sure as soon as I get off this episode that I will be doing it straight away. Don't you worry about it, Justin.
Okay. Well, I'll send you the link in a moment. So in terms of Mr. Brooker, who was the aforementioned person making a photograph of himself with said mug,
and probably knowing that it would infuriate me too,
I think he was just spreading the love of Last Save
Loaded. No.
I've said previously there are two ways for me to go home: one down the motorway and one through the back roads via the towns. And one of those towns is the very town he lives in. And it is merely a 5, possibly 10 at most, minute detour off the route straight through the town to go to his residence. And as I did last year, stop off for a cup of tea.
With no biscuits.
Well, I didn't ask for the biscuits, to be fair. I mean, he did say that I should be offered a biscuit, but I didn't ask for it, and I was more than happy with just having the cup of tea and being able to use the toilet.
You used this toilet? Are you allowed to go into somebody else's house, Justin, and use the toilet?
That is exactly what you're allowed to go into someone's house for.
I hope you didn't do a large dump, Justin.
No, I did not.
Oh, good. Okay. Just a wee.
Did that Ruth before I left.
Oh, all right, good lad. Poor Root. Oh, God. So
so it is only Ruth who has taken a mug out of the box, and Brooker, who was given one as I was driving by, in order to save us both the hassle and risk of the post. So I didn't drive out of my way to go and see him, other than sort of 5 minutes. And yeah, no big deal. You know, it's not like I'm going to Birmingham later and may or may not see Mr. Palmer.
Excuse me?
I'm going to Birmingham to see my best friend. And I said to Carl, if you're around, then do you want to say hi before I head home? And it may not happen because he's got a party to go to.
But, oh, he has a party, does he?
Well, not for him, for a family member.
Oh, right. Okay. But you leave the mug outside his door for him, won't you?
No, we have not even discussed a place to meet.
Mm. But you'll be bringing a mug with you, won't you, Justin? I know you will.
They're in the back of the car, yeah.
Oh, handy, isn't it? Oh, handy.
they've not come into the house yet. So, yes, listeners, mugs are being released into the wild, as it were, and I've been making my messages to a couple of people that I can remember need them.
How many more people have them, Justin, I don't know about?
Nobody.
You sure about that now, Justin? You wouldn't want to come clean now, would you?
Of the batch I ordered, only two have been taken out of the box. And that is one for Ruth and one for Brooker. So the rest are in the box.
And one for you.
Got delivered in. That's, I haven't taken one out of the box yet.
Have you not? That's okay.
No, I didn't want to insult you by taking a picture of me.
I think you've already insulted me, Justin. You might as well go and dig that knife into the back and just be done with it. Okay.
Sounds like you're a bit bitter there, Colin.
Mm. Really? Maybe I am. Maybe I haven't. Who knows?
Well, you know, that's that. So let's turn the attention onto you, Colin.
I just want to say thank you once again, Justin, for doing the show notes. I was up at 6:30 this morning to do the show notes, but they were already done. So thank you very much, Justin. I really shouldn't be annoyed with you, but I'm not going to be not annoyed with you, so... Move on.
That's no problem. That was a 2:30. It's so cold, I can't go to sleep. I might as well install my PC back into its workstation because the PC had gone to Ruth's as well. So I had to put the PC back, check I'd brought everything back with me. And I was like, oh, well, I might as well do the show notes now. And then you could pirate this morning without fear of having to get out of the way to do the notes. But...
Hmm.
I didn't tell you they'd been done.
Hmm.
But in fairness, you did create the show note page.
I did, yes. So, only because I'd forget what I watched.
And more importantly, Colin, what's in your front pocket?
I've got something in my front pocket for you. Why don't you reach on in my pocket and see what it is? Then grab onto it, it's just for you. Give a little squeeze and say, how do you do? Something in my front pocket for you.
Well, Justin, it's a PSP, Justin, that I got for £30. Now, it had a cracked screen, but the screen itself wasn't cracked. It was just the faceplate was cracked. So I ordered a new faceplate for €6 and put it on successfully. Now, when I try and take stuff out with screws, I always have one screw that gives me a problem for some reason. I don't know why, it's just the way it is.
I think Sony designed stuff like that. They always have like really loose screw heads that just shred when you try and...
Yeah, so one of the screws couldn't get it out, so I had to cut around it when I was putting in the faceplate. But it looks well now. Looks well. It was just a bit of tinkering for me to do, keep me busy, even though I was busy enough. But anyway, I think I might have got away with it. I'm not sure, but anyway, we'll see. So, yeah, so it's PSP 1000.
Did this get delivered in the post?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
So how did you do your sneaky, let me get this delivered to the house down the road?
No, I got the faceplates delivered to the house down the road, but the actual PSP came with,
It's not that you are the embodiment of Dodgy Collie, but when you provided me with an address once and I went, that's different to the address I normally send you to, your response was, depending on whether I want to get caught or not, I sometimes get stuff delivered to a different address.
Yes, my father-in-law's, yes, anyway. So, yeah, so far there has been no repercussions, but I have to be... honest here, Justin, I may have slept a bit yesterday for some reason. I just wanted to have a little sleepy day. And while I was sleeping, Sandra painted the kitchen. So yeah, I have to be be good boy for a couple of.
Oh, she's painted over your Reggie Ross canvas.
No, not the kitchen.
No, well, I mean the wall.
No, that's the bedroom. We did that in. I have had a special request from a mini trillion to paint her sheep, so that will be done at some stage. I'm not very Lovely. Good at clouds or sheep, but we'll see how it goes.
I think you did fine when I requested you demonstrate your skills and you put a few clouds on there.
No, Sandra said it ruined the whole aesthetics of it. So, yeah, there you go. Anyway.
Well, having a bright white sheep on there when it's an otherwise dark picture, perhaps. But
maybe, yes.
Just do some black sheep.
Black sheep. Perfect, Justin, on a white canvas, yes. Oh, brilliant. So there you go, Justin. I have a PSP. I'm not sure if it's working with the UMDs because I don't have any UMDs left. I thought I might have had a spare one around the place, but clearly not. So
I've got some UMDs.
Yeah, I know, but I can get them for 50 cents. So I think, you know, postage from England would be too expensive. And I'd just get a movie or something because I can't buy games, Justin, as you well know. So I'll get a movie and see does it work. Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's a PSP 1000.
Like what I have.
Mm. Good.
Have you checked if the Wi-Fi works on it? Because my Wi-Fi switch is
not... Oh, no, they don't work on them anymore. There's no Wi-Fi on them. They haven't worked in a few years now. So, yeah, they don't work with the modern modems. They don't work. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the door's shutting down now anyway, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And the Vita store and the PS3 store.
Mm. Anyway, let's move on.
Well, speaking of PS3s, one thing that was waiting for me when I got home was my lovely old copy of God of War 3.
Oh, you bought one, did you?
That I rebought after I found I didn't have it. So
you'll be playing that.
Well, not anytime soon. I've got other games on the go.
Oh, good.
As I've been updating you, I'm getting close to the platinum on my first PS5 game.
Awesome.
I've now returned everyone to town.
Everyone, okay, that's good.
Yeah, including Egabel.
Now you have to convert them all to book snacks. Now
done that already.
Okay. Did the trophy pop?
Yep.
Yeah, well, it didn't pop for me until I went to the last mission. Then it popped, the hungry feckers. Spent about 2 hours.
I've still got some side quests to do. But, yeah, and I haven't found the, what do they call it, the snack squatch yet, that I got freaked out when I talked to you about it. Hmm. But it's there. I've got to, do a few things and then go back to the mountain to open the door.
Cool.
I've done some of the bosses. Haven't done them all.
Okay.
Yes. It definitely went places.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Yeah, and then when that's finished, then maybe I'll start it. I don't know.
Cool.
Anyway, let's move on to what we've been watching. And when I looked at this earlier, you didn't have very much in there, but you've now filled it out a bit more. So, Colm. What have you been watching?
I've been watching a movie on Apple Plus TV called Cherry.
I think I've seen the image, what's it, the thumbnail, that's the word for this, isn't it Tom Holland?
It is.
Yeah. I don't know what it's about, I just saw a picture of him.
Okay, so I think this is a great movie. It's Tom Holland, obviously. who doesn't, you know, he's one of these people that hasn't found his place in life yet. So he falls in love with this lovely woman, person, called Chiara Bravo. And they fall in love and, you know, he's still in school. Then she decides she's going to break up with him. So, you know, in an hour of madness, he decides he's going to join the army. And of course, just before he joins the army, she comes back and says, no, she's sorry, she doesn't want to break up with him anymore. So he has to go off and do his training. He can't get out of it. So he goes off and he's, it's a hard watch in some places. It's got lots of blood and guts and gore and stuff. He does his time in the desert somewhere. Oh, probably Iran or Iraq or one of them places. I can't really remember. He suffers from PTSD, having experienced several horrific moments in the army, including seeing his friend burnt and killed from an IED, which is a landmine of sorts. Yes, you can tell I'm reading this off the plot, Justin. So to cope with his panic attacks and several anxiety when he comes home, he abuses oxycodone, prescribed by a doctor.
Right.
So his girlfriend at the time is a bit pissed off with him, so she decides, well, if you can't beat him, you'll join him. So she becomes a junkie. So there's several years of being junkies and in trouble and all sorts of malarkey, robbing banks to pay for his addiction, until eventually he gets caught. He basically lets them catch him because he knows there's no end to this madness. And yeah, he does his time, and it's very well done. Lovely, great movie. I would recommend it. Well, I've basically told you all the plot now, so you don't need to watch it.
And you did recommend it.
Yeah, I did recommend it. So that was that. Then I watched this, The Last Man on Earth, which is an old, very old movie about, which is the prequel to the I Am Legend and Omega Man. And it's a black and white. It's on YouTube if you want to watch it. And yeah. That's very good too, if a bit old. Kevin, you would have approved of me watching it because he likes all them old black and white movies. And then last but not least, I was watching some Heroes Out on YouTube where they were talking about the Joker and stuff like that. That was on Wednesday. So there you go, Justin.
There I go indeed.
So what were you watching, Justin?
Well, Column, I would have loved to have gotten up a little bit earlier this morning and watched a bit of pirating like I did last week, but no, sadly it wasn't to be. But last night I did catch up on Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which is now 4 episodes in.
Oh, Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, indeed. And basically it's talking about the lives of the two people post blip and post events of Endgame for other reasons. And even there's a lot of references to Captain America Civil War in there because that's where most of the characters that are known are from. And you know, there's discussion on who needs to carry the shield. I'm trying to not give away anything from other movies because there are people out there that haven't seen them. But yeah, it's both in the comics, both the Falcon and the Winter Soldier have been Captain America. And it's basically a story about the responsibilities that come with having the shield and stuff. Not that either of them do. And yeah.
Is it good?
It took a couple of episodes to get going. It doesn't, like, you know, feel like it's got the urgency of a movie that's been split into 6 or anything like that. It just sort of says, oh, yeah, well, the world's changed. I can't even tell you what the concept is because it will give stuff away. But it's just them dealing with stuff after the events of the last couple of movies.
Hmm.
The other thing I watched, again, on Disney Plus, this is more the Discovery Nature Channel, but since I was with Ruth, it would have been a shame for us to have not watched Penguins.
Of course it would have.
This specific penguin program was based in a season covering a penguin they call Steve and his mate, Adeline, and them rearing some chicks and then sending them off to sea at the end of the season when the summer ice melts. And they had some sort of kooky narration as well as like the narrator pretending to be Steve at the same time going, "Oh, you're the wrong species. Oh no, you're the wrong type of penguin. Where's all my penguin friends gone?" And oh, stuff. But it just showed, like, you know, the threats that come with being what is essentially a prey animal in one of the most hostile environments of the world. And, you know, they mate for life and stuff like that. It was just nice to let the old penguin girl watch the penguin film.
Of course it was, Justin.
Yeah. And awesome. I enjoyed it anyway.
Awesome.
But other than that, I don't think I really watched much. I watched Ruth finish Portal, which I was very impressed at. Because when I was down there last time, or possibly the time before, we played, or she played through it and got reasonably far in, but no, she finished it and then had a go at least to the start of Portal 2 as well. So
cool.
She's you know, having her eyes opened to new games, or old games, but new to her.
Awesome.
But yeah, that was about it for me, really.
Nice.
Should we move on to these listener comments?
Yes, please, Justin. If that would be, you're steering the ship, Justin, so take control, please. Man up.
Well, had a tweet from Brooker at Brooker411 says, good morning to the lovely trio that is Last Save Loaded. Thank you for the company this morning as I froze my balls off running around Milton Keynes. A wonderful debut from at Bouncy Cynic this week. Two. Finally, a voice to go along with our stupid Twitter conversations.
Awesome.
And she did reply with, "Thank you, Brooker. Hopefully I wasn't too much of a tool."
Never.
No, I also didn't think so, but...
No, there you go. In her head.
She won't believe me, because she'll obviously think I'm obligated to be nice about her. Hmm. Brooker replied, "Not at all. It was a pleasure to listen to, and I can't wait for the next one." Well, she's obviously not with us today, so it'll be one in the future.
Well, it'll be one in the future, Justin. That's another thing I have to say. Make sure it's your editing this time, okay? Let's be honest here. Fair is fair now, you know.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
Yeah. No problem. We'll do that. Okay.
Oh, Cracky Carl is in full flow. So, Dave, at Yellow Book 1969, another Tuesday, which means another At Last Save Loaded podcast to keep me company on my afternoon walk. Afternoon walk done in tone. Awesome company of At Last Save Loaded and Mild Threat Pod. Cheers to at Solemn 67, at Onya 6, at Bouncy Cynic, at Brooker 411, at The Crushinator.
Yes, that was two tweets, but I linked them into one because obviously one follows the other.
Yes, to which I replied, "I need to give Mild Threat a pod a listen. I hear that Brooker is a nice chap."
He replied, "Meh, he's all right."
Yeah, he's all right. He's public enemy number one now because he's got a mug and I don't. Anyway.
Scott Patton at Snizmaniz said, "Enjoyable episode this morning at Last Save Loaded with guest at Bouncy Cynic. A star is born." And he added a dancing penguin gif for her.
Awesome. Mr. Sob Sob at Sob Father. Very strange
sob,
hearing.
Sob Sob Father.
Sob Sob Father. Very strange hearing at Solemn 67 refer to Bouncy Cynic as Root at Last Save Loaded. Very good, yeah. Ruth.
We knew it was going to happen. Gav on a Yeared Challenge 2021 at KSOZ13 says, "Oh, at Solemn 67 and at Last Overloaded, episode 388. In your outtakes, you have it all wrong. I don't do it because I want to be popular. I do it for a laugh. But if it's a Rivoli you want...
Yeah. Yeah, good lad.
Yeah, there was an exchange off the back of that, and it went so long that I'm just going to leave it there.
Excellent. We have an update on that one. Now, at Sartara VI, no tweet for the latest At Last Save Loaded, but it's out there. And an excellent debut for At Bouncy Cynic, and naturally keeping the best of order.
Well, thank you. I did not tweet, yes, because I was not turning my PC on and such, but it really was out there.
It was.
and remains to be. Brooker, at Brooker 411, here we go. Prepping to start tonight at Character Unlock recording with the boys. Coffee in hand, with thanks to the beautiful boys and girl of Last Save Loaded for the caffeine intake. Special thanks to at Anya 6 for the personal delivery. And this was Brooker enjoying a beverage from his new Last Save Loaded mug.
Yes.
Which he did tell me on Wednesday night, I will be drinking from it tomorrow.
Exactly.
And sure he did, yes.
So Grumpy Man, call him at Psalm 67, multi-platform man to everybody else. So next you'll be telling me you've got a Last Save Loaded t-shirt. I'll be having words with Justin on Saturday morning. Not following protocols. Smiley face with tears of joy. Smiley face with tears of joy. Smiley face with tears of joy.
Brooker, so maybe the next time Justin swings by for tea and a chat, and to have me forget the biscuits again.
To which Scott replied, Scott Patton at Chinez Menez, obviously personal delivery is the way forward. Smiley face. Available, but minimum £20 hourly rate, non-negotiable. Standards need to be kept. Of course they do.
This was Scott tweeting a picture of himself in his delivery man outfit, which led to people saying, yes, I need your clothes, your boots, and your Last Save Loaded mug. And, you know, he can't be stopped. He can't be reasoned with. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Ian, red circle, white circle, black circle, bit dead. At BitDead77 says, another fantastic show, gents, at Last Save Loaded. And then he would also tweet, check these great gaming podcasts, hashtag FF. At BossWave, at Last Save Loaded, at ABHPod, at 60 Minutes With, at Veteran Gamers UK, at Character Unlock, at The Destiny Show, at The Wild of Ride, at Seal Podcast, at Stinking Paws, at OCD&D, at Cop _ Show, at The Real Queens 01, at Mild Threat Pod, at OC _ Podcast, at BK on the Air, and at Joysticks Chill. Oh, I'm disappointed I'd take a breath there. I thought.
Oh dear, Justin. Let the side down, Justin.
I didn't inhale before I
started yes. Before you went down for a dive.
It's a mistake I've made before, I'm afraid. But yes, I did not inhale.
Okay, Darren Ragnar at Justin Knowles, another one to stab me in the back, loving my new At Last Save Loaded mug. Thanks on your 6 and at Psalm 67. Well, you can only thank Justin because I had nothing to do with them mugs. Nothing.
Well, I had nothing to do with his mug other than send him some files.
Yeah, of course.
And Colin, Justin got the knife stuck into me already this morning anyway by sending a video of him, let's loosely use the words, making a cup of tea. Do you remember the video that did the rounds on the internet that horrified hundreds of thousands of British people, where it was a woman in America getting water from a tap and putting in half a cup of sugar and then stick it in the microwave?
Yes.
Yeah, Justin seems to think that's how you make a cup of tea. He got a tea bag, he put 3 or 4 spoons of sugar in there. He then added milk
before
the water.
Oh, dear.
He then added water from the tap and chucked it in the microwave and stirred which it still looked like a cup of hot milky water. and then drank it. And, you know, I said I could see an editing cut in the video and that I was convinced he'd actually chucked that swill away and had made a proper cup and then just filmed the end of it and tagged it on. But he assures me that he knows exactly what he was doing. He did do it to trigger me and Ruth, who also got got convulsions from it. And he said his wife was also horrified by what he did.
Awesome.
But thank you for the joking there, Justin. I'm sure that that's not really how you drink your tea.
I'm sure it's not.
Question of the week, Colin. While I recover from that, watching that image again.
Of course, yes. So, question of the week, would you like to tell Justin and Colm what movies or TV shows you've watched in the last 2 weeks? So, a Square Sausage Ninja, Flag of Scotland Beer, at Red_Dwarf_Posse. Started The Good Doctor on Sky Box Sets. Been a long time trying to find something to replace House MD, but this might be it. Not surprising as it is the same guy behind it. Gaming is Cyberpunk 2077 when I can. Thank you, Sausage.
I think The Good Doctor has got the same actor in it that's in Bates Motel. I maybe have watched one episode of it in the past.
Oh, that's good for you, Justin. I'm happy for you.
If it's the thing I think of, and he plays a... not quite a Doogie Howser, but a kid with like autism and, you know, excels in what he's doing because he's studied on that, but has no interpersonal skills. Mm. Dave at Yellowbug 1969 says, nothing much to report, to be honest. Couple of horror films. Beneath, which should be renamed Bloody Awful. And The Final Girls, which is a really enjoyable take on the 80s slasher movie genre.
Hmm. Thank you, Dave. Paul W. at ZTE Skate, Celebrity Bake Off, and the wonderful French Netflix show Lupin.
If it's French.
Lupin. I pretty much binge watched the available 5 episodes with more episodes to follow later this year. A must watch. Thanks, Paul.
Is it a subtitled one or is it a dubbed? I'm imagining it's subtitled if it's French. Mike Green at The Path to Amen says, quite a bit over the last fortnight, thanks to Easter. TV, season 2 of Ballers. Halfway through, The Flight Attendant and season 2 of True Blood on Now TV. Finished off the last episodes of Luther and first season of Line of Duty on BBC. And began the new season of Unforgotten on ITV. Also started my £3,000 family, just to make myself feel thin, and Gold Rush Australia on Discovery Plus. Film-wise, I saw The Client, World War Z, or Z, depending on how you want to pronounce it, and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Nice one, Mike.
Mike, I'm beginning to think you have a lot of TV services.
Yes. And lots of time in your hands, even though you have kids. Anyway, he's a wonderful man. I'm going to read out this last one here, the latest one, and then you can read out arthritis, because we got one in from Kev.
Okay.
Kev at Kevney. Condor Man, one of the greatest Disney films that, for some inexplicable reason, isn't on Disney+. Oliver Reed is great as he chews the scenery as the evil Krokov. And Michael Crawford uses his physical comedy chips brilliantly, with very odd American accent too. Silly fun film. Thank you.
I remember watching that when I was very young.
Great film.
Arthritis at Martin Hindley said, finished the excellent Resident Alien on our TV and looking forward to series 2. Also watched the fascinating documentary Rain Man Twins on Amazon Prime about identical twin autistic savant sisters who have incredible memory recall skills. Also enjoying the Umbrella Academy. Now, this will be the post-edit version, and that sounds like I read that out with no effort, so I will be leaving in the outtakes.
Of course you will, Justin.
Oh, I will just butchered that.
Excellent. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Colm, do you have anything else you want to talk about other than your podcast mentions?
Other than my podcast mentions, you know already my feelings on the mug issue and the t-shirt. So I think I'm done now. I've got it out of my system and all's good in the world once again.
Okay, then please go ahead with some podcast mentions.
Well, I'd like to mention some podcasts. Here lies Amicus, the good old Kev there, and some lovely Australian lady, or she could be New Zealand, so I don't want to insult her. Either way, I've insulted her. 60 Minutes with Geekachu, Game Burst, and some Twitch with George Stobart. I'm still playing through Just the Two of Us. It takes two, obviously, but just the two of us. Hopefully we'll be finished tomorrow morning. Who knows?
Just the two of us.
Exactly. So that's it, Justin.
And
yourself?
Well, Colm, I think you also want to give a shout out on Twitch to Knackered Back.
Of course I do. Sorry. Jesus, I'm such a bad friend.
It was only 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I know. Some Knackered Back as well on Twitch.tv/knackeredback. He takes me on the seas of love every Saturday morning. Sea of Thieves, obviously.
Yes. Colm, new PlayStation Plus games are out, which includes Zombie Army Trilogy 4.
Yes, they do.
And it is looking like it's got the whole like X-ray mechanic skill shot thing from Sniper Elite, because it's by the same people.
Awesome.
And now that we are both able to play games together again, should you wish to?
Yes.
Would you like to look into the option of playing some online-y bit with me at some point?
I will. You tell me the day and time and I'll be there.
Well, not if it's during college time.
Obviously.
How many hours a day are you colleging? You're 9:30 start.
Well, I don't know yet. I have to get my timetable, but it's 30 hours a week, so, you know.
Right, so you won't be there at like 7 o'clock at night.
No, not like you, Justin. I don't work for the man or the woman anymore.
You don't work.
I don't work, full stop, yeah.
Tosser. I shouldn't laugh. Tosser?
That's me, yeah. A tosser, yeah. That's what you call somebody who doesn't work, a tosser.
No, we just call them unemployed.
All right, okay. Unemployed tossers then.
Tosser is an insult.
Oh, is it? Yeah, really? It doesn't surprise me. Anyway.
So, Colm, where can people find you? Unfortunately, it's going to be a little bit of a shorter show this week.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. Even with the bitching and the moaning.
But, you know, there we are. There'll hopefully be some streaming again soon. Yeah. Which, if you are streaming, Colm, where will people find you?
You can find me at twitch.tv/Solemn67. Or you can find me at Last Save Loaded. Or you can find me at Solemn67 on Twitter. Where can people find you, Justin?
Well, they'll find me on twitch.tv/Onya6. And on the Twitter, I am at Onya6. But we also have an email address here, which is lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. Colm, I have now sent you the video from Mr. Knowles, should you wish to investigate.
I shall investigate later.
Okay. Well, in that case, all that remains to be said is stay safe, stay warm in this sudden cold snap, and just have yourself a good week.
Or in your case, fix your bloody boiler, Justin. Anyway.
Well, I won't be doing that. Hopefully someone else will.
Yes, some qualified person, obviously. Yeah. And don't be okay. Like me and try and fix it yourself.
Okay, well, so yes, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello, 5 minutes early. That's good. That's good, Justin. Good morning to you. Oh. How are you this fucking morning? Are you choking on your cereal?
No. That's done.
Sorry, cereal, not cereal.
I'm not choking on it. No, that is
that's
that
good.
Is finished.
It's good to know. You will be choking after I'm finished with you today, Justin. I will be having words with you, and we'll save it for the episode and not for the outtakes because you know I want to get straight to the point. No messing around here. Bing bang wallop, and you'll be out for the count. Yes, you will. You probably know from the tweets what this is all already about, but let's save it.
I think the replies more than justify the right. Yeah, hopefully I'm not going to shiver or anything like that. It's not freezing here, but okay. I am sat in my pajamas with my dressing gown on and have my hot beverage that I'm holding on to. Anyway, oh, right. just trying to get some blood moving through my limbs.
Welcome to my age, Justin. Welcome to my age.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Spot on perfect.
That's because I clapped on one like you did last week, Justin. Square Sausage Ninja, Back Flag, Point of Beer at Red Wharf Posse. No, sorry, go on.
It's a flag of Scotland. It just doesn't come across properly right here. It's
flag of Scotland.
And began the new season of Unforgettable. I'm going to read the whole thing again.
Yeah, you do that, Justin.
About autism. About, oh, for God's sake, I'm just reading.